it is time for us to check sports. And in sports, well, he did it again. He has now joined very elite company as Justin Verlander won his third Cy Young Award in the American League. In the National League, Sandy Alcantara took the National League honor. So, Verlander is just amazing. He's one of 11 pitchers to win three of these awards. He won his first one back in 2011 with the Tigers. Now, it's now 2022. He's been pitching, premierly pitching, top of his game, for 11 years. That's just amazing when you're putting your arm through what's going on. But even more impressive, he led the majors with a 1.75 ERA and a 0.83 WHIP at the age of 39. And that was after missing the previous year, throwing just one inning. An amazing, amazing career and an amazing, amazing pitcher. He is your definite throwback to the Sandy Koufax, the Bob Gibsons, the Ron Guidrys, where there's that arm just keeps going. And whenever they're called on to do something great, they do it. I'm talking starting pitchers. And we all know that the Yankees have the best reliever in the history of baseball, Mariano Rivera, who is a throwback also to old times. All right, here we go. Taking a look at some news about the New York Giants. Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes, you can call him low-key. You know, he's one of the better rushing quarterbacks in the National Football League. Among quarterbacks with at least 10 games played last year, his 27.1 rushing yards per game last year were sixth most in the NFL. This year, he ranks fourth with 43 yards per game. So, Saquon Barkley, a pretty good runner in his own right, has given Danny Dimes his own nickname. The show Inside the NFL released a mic'd up moment where Barkley gave him the nickname Vanilla Vic. Vanilla Vic. Here's what it sounded like.
If I bring along one, I better see Vanilla Vic down there.
All right, I got you.
Vanilla Vic. All right. As to, well, of course, you know, his skin color, Michael Vick, of course, you know, who's probably considered one of the best Russian quarterbacks of all time. All right. So Vanilla Vic, I think, is pretty funny. Well, let's just leave it there. All right. Let's go take a look at some scores from around the different leagues. In the NBA last night, the Celtics defeated the Hawks 125-101. The Knicks over the Nuggets 106-103. These were in games played yesterday. Okay, games played yesterday. Coming up today, the Nets take on the Trailblazers. Now, take a look at the NBA standings. They break them down by Eastern Conference and Western Conference. The top eight are the ones that get in the playoffs. And right now, the Knicks are sitting there tied for seventh with the Wizards. The Celtics are first at 12-3. Not too shabby. Taking a look at the Western Conference, the Trailblazers have a 10-4 record. How much they have fallen. The Lakers are 3-10. 3-10. Amazing. Amazing. All right, let's take a look at the National Hockey League. In games that were played yesterday, none of the locals were in action. Coming up today, the Bruins take on the Flyers. The Devils take on the Maple Leafs. The Islanders take on the Predators. And the Rangers take on the Kraken. The Kraken. That's who they take on. Taking a look at NCAA college basketball. Number 11, Texas, over number 2, Gonzaga, 93-74. Number 20, Michigan, over Pittsburgh, 91-60. Ninth-ranked Arkansas, 71. San Diego State, 56. Tennessee, ranked 22nd, over FGCU, I have no idea, 81-50. Number 3, Houston, 83. Texas Southern, 48. And number 7, Duke, fell to number 6, Kansas, 69-64. And I'm looking to see if we had any locals play yesterday in women's basketball in the NCAA, and I don't see any of them there. All right? All right, so now we can switch over to football. Why not? Because we have Thursday night football. Thursday night football. And tonight's game actually has a chance to be a decent game. The Titans take on the Green Bay Packers. And the game is viewable only on Amazon Prime Video. They've been stinker games. The schedule that they've pulled for Amazon games on Thursday nights, the games have just been absolutely horrid. Hopefully this one has a chance with the Packers trying to keep on a roll, win another game. They're 4-6, and the Tennessee Titans at 8-3. Here you go. That is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.